Letters of Note Art. Compiled by me, Sean Usher. Read for you by Sanjeev Bhaskar, Louise Brealey, Simon Callow, Crystal Clark, Benedict Cumberbatch, Stephen Fry, Neil Gaiman, Toby Jones, Ferdinand Kingsley, Jude Law, Helen McCrory, Stephen Mangan, Clark Peters, Juliet Stevenson, and Mira Sahel. It wasn't until his 30s that Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh found his calling as an artist. Born in Zundert in 1853, his early years saw him flit from job to job, his only real focus being a deepening dedication to religion. In 1879, he took a missionary post in Belgium, where he lived in poverty and squalor. His family, who had supported him for years, were losing patience. At one point, his father even tried to have him committed to an asylum. In 1881, with financial backing from his younger brother, Theo, Vincent began to paint, and for the remainder of his life, spent much of his time creating the work for which he is now known. In 1884, aged 31, he wrote this letter to his brother. It would be 6 years later, in Auvers-sur-Oise, that Vincent, deeply depressed, would take his own life. Read for you by Ferdinand Kingsley.
My dear Theo, thanks for your letter, thanks for the enclosure. Now listen here. I tell you, if one wants to be active, one mustn't be afraid to do something wrong sometimes, not afraid to lapse into some mistakes. To be good, many people think that they'll achieve it by doing no harm, and that's a lie. And you said yourself in the past that it was a lie. That leads to stagnation, to mediocrity. Just slap something on it when you see a blank canvas staring at you with a sort of imbecility. You don't know how paralyzing it is. That stare from a blank canvas that says to the painter, you can't do anything. The canvas has an idiotic stare and mesmerizes some painters so that they turn into idiots themselves. Many painters are afraid of the blank canvas, but the blank canvas is afraid of the truly passionate painter who dares and who has once broken the spell of you can't. Life itself, likewise, always turns towards one an infinitely meaningless, discouraging, dispiriting blank side on which there is nothing any more than on a blank canvas. But however meaningless and vain, however dead life appears, the man of faith, of energy, of warmth, and who knows something, doesn't let himself be fobbed off like that. He steps in and does something, and hangs on to that. In short, breaks, violates, they say. Let them talk, those cold theologians. Yours truly, Vincent.